As we get further and further into the coronavirus crisis, obviously the impacts are significant and multifaceted. The health and medical impacts are significant. The financial impacts are also significant. And with a lot of people suffering out of work, losing money for a variety of different reasons, people are having to make some difficult choices. When you have to make difficult choices, what are the difficult choices that you should be making? We're joined on the phone by John Stillman, who is the founder of Rosewood Wealth Management and the host of the Financial Symphony right here on 97.9 The Hill. John, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, man. Always a pleasure. This is a overused phrase, but I feel like it definitely applies right now when I say, what a time to be alive.
Yeah, absolutely. So what are you seeing? What are you hearing? You're speaking with your own clients on a regular basis. Obviously, they're all facing a lot of the same hardships that everyone else is. What's your experience?
Well, I would say the reactions kind of fall into three different camps. So you have people who are retired already, who are seeing their account balances drop, and they're saying, oh, well, how is this going to affect my paychecks that I'm able to generate for myself from my investments? Now, obviously, we've tried to plan in such a way that they're not going to be substantially affected by this. But anytime you see account balances going down, that's a concern for mm-hmm. folks. So that's one, people who retired already. People who are in their maybe 40s and 50s, a lot of them are, you know, in jobs where they're not really going to have a paycheck interruption. Like, they're able to work from home. They have enough money in cash and an emergency fund that they can sort of weather this storm, even if their paychecks were down a little bit. And they're actually seeing it as a buying opportunity. Hey, this is a chance for me to get more money into the market while it's down. And then the third class of person is the younger person who maybe is going to have paycheck interruptions, and they don't have a lot of cash, don't have a great emergency fund, no real buffer there, and they're having to make some really hard decisions because they have nothing to fall back on or very little to fall back on, and suddenly the paychecks have just been abruptly cut off. So you kind of have these three distinctly different classes of folks.
So when you're in that situation where you do have to make hard choices, obviously you got to keep eating, you got to pay the rent to the extent that that's at all possible, and the mortgage, you got to take care of medicines and really immediate health needs. And then you've got so many other basic expenses beyond that. You've got insurance policies, just routine health care, doctor's appointments, utilities, keeping up with home repair and vehicle repair and just general maintenance and things like that. If people have to make hard decisions about cutting out those things, what ought to be the highest priorities? What should they be focusing on preserving first and foremost? And what are some of those basic every month payments that maybe people can let go for now?
Yeah, well, I mean, like you said, there's essentially Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right? So mm-hmm. you're going to start with food and medicine, shelter, all those essentials. You know, it's really easy in a time like this to say, well, just cancel your Netflix subscription and save money on stuff like that. But, you know, if that's something that costs you $11 a month and it's your only source of entertainment right now mm-hmm. because you're trapped at home, I don't know. That seems like a pretty reasonable $11 a month investment to me. So you just kind of have to decide what the priorities are, and it's not going to be the same for everybody. Some people are going to be perfectly happy to spend nothing on food and just clean out everything they have in the pantry and find creative ways to eat. That's not going to work for other people. So you just have to figure out what makes the most sense for you and your household. There are a couple of things in the bill that Congress passed that are pretty interesting to me that nobody's really talking about. I mean, obviously, most of the attention is on people getting checks, mm-hmm. right? And how much am I going to get and when am I going to get it? But there are a couple things that I think people should be paying attention to if you have any retirement savings at all. So the first thing is you can actually take money out of a retirement account, so an IRA or a 401k, before retirement age. So 59 and a half is usually when you can take that money out with no penalty. You still pay taxes on it, but not penalized after that age. If you take money out before 59 and a half, normally you pay a 10% penalty. Well, in this bill that they passed, you can take the money out without the penalty. So let's say you have $10,000 in a 401k that you started a couple of years ago, you can take that out. You'll be taxed on it, but, you know, depending on your tax bracket, maybe there's $8,500 that you can get out of retirement without a penalty. Now, obviously, it's no fun to raid your retirement account like that, but if it's pay your rent or pay your mortgage or do that, then yeah, I would do that. The other thing you can do is you can take out up to $100,000 from retirement, and as long as you pay it back within 3 years, you can avoid paying taxes altogether on it. So that's maybe for somebody who's in a position, maybe in their 40s or 50s, where you've built up some retirement assets, but you just have this temporary issue of your income is gone. Well, there's a great place to go. You can pull that money out, essentially borrow it from yourself and pay it back with no penalties and interest. So there are some provisions in that new bill that are pretty interesting to me.
Speaking with John Stillman, Rosewood Wealth Management, and you can find them online at rosewoodwealthmanagement.com. Also, of course, the host of the Financial Symphony right here on 97.9 The Hill. So other pieces of advice for people who need to maybe make some financial changes to weather this storm, whether it's new stuff in the new bill or whether it's just existing policies and programs that people may not know about?
Well, I think the biggest thing that we can take from all this is, I mean, yeah, for now, just survive. Do what you have to do to get by. Most importantly, though, I think is understanding, because you've now experienced this, what are the things that you should do to put yourself in better position moving forward? So for people who have always ignored the idea of having an emergency fund, having some money in the bank, where you can weather a storm like this for 3 to 6 months. Well, I think now, hopefully, this will kind of shake some people awake and make them realize, okay, I need to be a little more diligent about having some money saved and have just some emergency coffers there. For other people, from an investment standpoint, you know, you're finding out that, wow, I was actually invested with a lot more risk than I realized. I don't have the risk tolerance that I thought I had. So, you know, in terms of immediate things you can do, you're kind of limited in a lot of cases. If it's down to, all right, how do I pay my rent and put food on the table? You do what you have to do. But let's use this as a learning experience moving forward so that you don't find yourself in this position again.
And for people who have money in the market and they're seeing those numbers going down for the last couple of weeks, what should they be doing?
Well, it really depends on where you are in your financial life, but if you're not retiring next week and you don't need this money to be turned into income very soon, that you just have to look at this as a great opportunity for you. It's a great chance for you to be putting money in and buying stuff essentially while it's on sale in your investment accounts. If you're getting close to retirement or you're retired already, hopefully you had enough money in conservative places that you have some funds that you can pull income from without selling low, if you will. But yeah, it really depends on where you are in your financial life. If you're just starting out, if you're younger and maybe you're in the healthcare industry, you're not going to see any paycheck interruptions during this. Now might be a great time to increase your 401k contributions a little bit, because everything that you're buying, you're getting it at a discount compared to where it was a month or two ago. So you just want to be aware of where you are in your financial life, how that fits into the overall investment environment as a whole. And then sometimes you want to make some counterintuitive decisions. You know, a lot of people, their knee-jerk reaction is, oh, well, the market's down, I don't want to be putting money in. Well, no, that's exactly the time to be putting money in if you can. Obviously, you don't want to be raiding your emergency fund that you need to get you through these next couple of months so that you can invest. You wouldn't want to do that. But if you do have the capacity to invest more while still keeping food on the table, it's a great time to do it.
Speaking with John Stillman, as we wrap up this conversation, anything else that people need to know right now? And if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do it?
Biggest thing to understand right now is just, we've been here before. This is not the first time that we've been in a market investment type of crisis, certainly, but it's not even the first time we've had a pandemic issue. I mean, 100 years ago, we basically did the same thing, and it was very similar in terms of the quarantines and the way the market behaved and all that stuff. So It's nothing new. We'll get through it. It'll be painful, but we'll hopefully come out on the other end with some perspective and some appreciation of things that we took for granted before. If you need any help with anything, you can find us online, rosewoodwealthmanagement.com. And, you know, we're basically doing everything remotely now. If you want to set up a time to have a Skype or a Zoom conversation, just do it from the comfort of your home. I'll certainly be in my home. And we can talk through whatever you have going on.
Again, rosewoodwealthmanagement.com. And, of course, you can listen to John Stillman every weekend on the Financial Symphony right here on 97.9 The Hill. John, thank you so much for being with us today. Be well.
Yeah, man. Good to talk with you.